Some people call it barbaric. Others say it's their right. Coyote killing contests, as they're sometimes called, are a hot topic of debate in our state right now. The contests reward hunters who can kill the most or the largest or sometimes the smallest animals in a set amount of time. Sometimes it's coyotes, other times bobcats, foxes, or mountain lions. The contests have raised ire from many in recent years, and many states and jurisdictions have passed bans on the practice or resolutions against them. Now the Arizona Game and Fish Commission has proposed a rule that would ban contests like these. But while opponents say this is indiscriminate killing that has to be stopped, some hunters worry this is just the toe in the door and marks the beginning of a full-on assault on their hunting rights. We'll hear more from the commissioner who proposed this rule, as well as one of the organizers of one of these events in a few minutes. But we begin with Matt Francis, one of the people who has worked to stop contests like these. He's a Prescott cosmologist who works with the national group Project Coyote to stop these contests. And he says his work in cosmology was at the center of his life until he got an email one day last fall about these animal killing contests.
I thought they were exaggerating. And as a scientist, I figured, well, I'm going to find out. I'm going to look into this. And I did. And I spent a few hours actually on the internet. I even called a kill contest organizer in Wyoming and spoke to him. I spoke via social media to people who participate. And also I went on different websites, Project Coyote being one of them, where there's a plethora of information. And what I found is that the email was actually being quite conservative, really, to the horror of what's actually happening with our wildlife.
What's the scale of this, especially here in Arizona? There are, how often is this happening?
We know of at least 20 that happen every year in Arizona, and we have reason to believe there's several more than we know of. This is just what we've been able to find out through social media. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll use the excuse of predator contests are a way to manage populations of coyotes, which Arizona Game and Fish does that themselves. But the contests are held year-round. They're not just during fawning season in March and April. They're held year-round. So they're really not a management tool anyway. Indiscriminate killing isn't really a population tool. It causes, when you kill alpha members of a coyote pack, that causes dysfunction in the pack. And coyotes are smart. Alpha members suppress the breeding of the other members of the pack. Well, if you shoot one of them, the other members are now free to breed, and they will. They'll try to reestablish their previous population, while at the same time, other coyotes from surrounding areas will also come in to fill the vacancy left from a contest.
So you're saying this would actually be creating more coyotes, not less?
It does create more coyotes, yes.
And it's totally legal, though, most places, right?
Right now, it is legal, yeah. California and Vermont have both passed bans against this. New Mexico passed a ban this year. Oregon, New York, and New Jersey are both looking to pass legislation, we hope, this year. Mm-hmm. And Arizona Game and Fish, we hope, will pass their rule very soon.
You've also gone to various jurisdictions, counties, cities, towns, et cetera, to try to pass resolutions, I understand, around the state. And that's pretty extensive at this point. What does that look like?
Yeah, that's how we started. So we started going to the Yavapai County supervisors meetings and rationalizing that the county, encompassing many cities and towns, would be the right place to start. And I was looking for an ordinance to pass that would have, you know, the force of law behind it. But I quickly found out, because of the attorneys that would have to be involved and the fines and fees, it would be impossible to do this. So first we approached Yavapai County, and then there was a contest called Santa Slay, S-L-A-Y, that was set to take place in Dewey-Humboldt. And that was in the near future. So we went to that town council, and we found, well, it was easy to find like-minded people. Most people think this is abhorrently disgusting when they learn what's going on. So Dewey-Humboldt passed a resolution. Then I think it was Yavapai County followed suit, then Flagstaff, and then Coconino County. And at that time, we had approached the state government. We found people that were disgusted by this, and that's what's really pushing this.
Mm-hmm. And this isn't like everybody who likes to hunt would be for this, right? Like, there are lots of people who are hunters and who are, you know, enthusiasts about that kind of sport, but who would not support this, it sounds like.
Every single people we know that you and I would consider as an ethical hunter is against this. Mm-hmm. They know that killing contests are are horrible for the reputation of ethical hunting. It's a black eye. And we've even seen on social media forums other hunters and hunting groups speaking out against this. So now, normal hunters see that this is a threat to their right to hunt. It's really bad in public eye what's happening.
So as you've kind of carried out this ongoing campaign, this has got to be a lot of work. Why do you do it?
How can I not? You know, it's like I study cosmology, and that's really my passion. And my family and my dog and all the hobbies and things I like to do outdoors, these are all my passions. But when I learned what's happening with our wildlife and the things that I love, I just feel like there's no way I cannot act.
Matt Francis with Project Coyote. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Lauren.
Nicole Shores is with the group Call in the Country, and she and her husband organize some of these killing contests. She says she's not against regulation of them, but she doesn't agree with the rule as it's written.
We can all agree, I believe, that these tournaments should be regulated. So instead of doing an all-out ban, it would make more sense for the Arizona Game and Fish Department to just start regulating the tournaments.
For her, the proposed ban feels like an assault on our country's hunting heritage.
We're feeling like this is just the first step, and that ultimately, like, the goal is the demise of hunting as we all know it.
So why is Game and Fish proposing this rule? I sat down with a man who proposed it to find out. Kurt Davis is a longtime Game and Fish commissioner and a hunter himself, and he says he understands both sides of this debate, but to him, it's about ethics.
Well, there's been some of the talk about this nationally, and there's the Bible of wildlife conservation is called the North American Model for Wildlife Conservation. And as a commissioner, you really use that as a tool in making policy related to the sports of hunting and angling. Mm-hmm. And it explicitly talks about in the North American Model a very important tenet, which is you don't profit off of wildlife. You don't profit off of hunting of wildlife. And these contests bleed into that area because you pay an entry fee, there can be prizes or cash associated with it. And so from my perspective, it bled into violating that tenet of the North American Model. And that's why I proposed putting a rule in place to ban these kinds of contests.
So essentially you're saying, you know, there's nothing wrong with hunting here.
It's
the cash prize part of this that makes it a little bit difficult in your book.
Yes, and part of your role as a commissioner and when you're contemplating the rules that govern how we hunt and fish in Arizona, you are supposed to contemplate and consider social aspects, mm-hmm. as they're called. And a lot of people who are not hunters don't necessarily understand that kind of event, and it's understandable that they don't. So the social contemplation is part of the analysis that you do as a commissioner.
That these towns and cities and counties are saying, we condemn this, this is horrible.
Yeah, and people, you know, some people, again, I want to caveat, it's very important to note, you need to have predator management in Arizona. We're a state that is blessed with over 800 species of wildlife, and the Game and Fish Department has to manage all 828 species. To manage them effectively, you have to manage predators, because if you don't manage predators, you can end up harming certain species who will get overhunted by predators. Mm-hmm. So managing coyotes, bobcats, mountain lions, those kinds of things is an important part of what the department and the commission does. And hunters are a very important tool in that management so that we can preserve and conserve all 828 species. These contests, though, get kind of outside the realm of that. And so that's why the commission's proposed the rule.
Sure. I want to talk a little bit about what it is that Game and Fish already does on its own to control the populations of predators like coyotes. There are plenty of programs that you carry out, right?
Yes, and there's lawful hunting of coyotes. And there are a lot of people that hunt coyote, you know, all forms of predators. And any Arizonan who buys a hunting license can go out and hunt predators like coyotes, mountain lions, bobcats, and they help the state manage that wildlife. And I'll give you a very specific example. During the birthing season for antelope, both pronghorn, Sonoran pronghorn, and antelope that you find up in northern Arizona, birthing season, there can be a catastrophic event where coyotes in particular will feed on ungulates being born. And so you have to manage those predators. When we translocate bighorn sheep, like we recently did down in outside of Tucson in Oro Valley, mm-hmm. you have to manage the mountain lions in that area so that the sheep have a chance to learn their habitat and successfully reproduce in that environment. So hunters are an important part of the tool. There are a large number of Arizona hunters that do hunt predators. Contests are, again, a little bit of a different perspective on this, which is you're giving away cash and prizes for killing the most coyotes or bobcats or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And that's where the commission is drawing a line with the proposal of this rule.
So you say you can understand, you know, the social kind of outrage that these have raised in recent months here, in recent years. They'll call it, you know, cruel, indiscriminate killing against the ethical hunting model that you're mentioning here. But we also reached out to a group who puts on these contests, and they say that this is, you know, a foothold. This is the first step in the door of over-regulating and eventually just getting rid of hunting altogether. So when you're considering a rule like this, what does the Game and Fish Commission consider?
So it considers, and required by law to consider, the social impact, the economic impact, and obviously the scientific impact. So in consideration of the rule, you look at all three of those things. And I understand why some of the groups that are involved in this kind of activity believe in the toehold issue. We have to be very careful in our country and in this state, especially as our state urbanizes mm-hmm. to the degree it has. A lot of people don't realize we have the most urbanized state in the country other than Rhode Island. We're more urbanized than New York, Connecticut, New Jersey. With that comes many people who don't understand how wildlife is managed, how the management is funded, and the importance of hunting in the management of wildlife. So I understand that argument, but again, I go back to the North American model, the definition, the tenet that we do not use wildlife for economic gain.
All right. Kurt Davis with the Arizona Game and Fish Commission. Thank you so much.
You bet.
And the Arizona Game and Fish Commission is set to make their decision about the rule banning these killing contests this month.